Time now to take five for your community on WAMW. Take Five, a service of the Legends Village on Troy Road in Washington. You'll love the living at the Legends. Our guest today is Adam Condor from Washington Free Methodist Church and the Ministerial Association. I want to talk about the National Day of Prayer, which is coming up on Thursday. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we were talking before we went on the air, the power of prayer. You can never, ever underestimate the power of prayer.
That's right. That's right. Of course, you know, Scripture says that when we pray, God hears us, that He listens, that He answers us. You know, I was just reflecting on Ephesians 3:20 this morning, where Paul writes that that God can do more than we could ask or imagine. You know, just think about that, that more than the church can ask, more than we have ever imagined, God is ready to do in prayer. And so that's why we're coming together on Thursday for this National Day of Prayer. We're hoping to have a great turnout. I know we've got some wonderful leaders in our community that are prepared to come together and lead us in prayer for various areas. And we're just hoping to see a great turnout from the community as well. They're at the courthouse on Thursday at noon.
Well, I tell you, in this day and age, I mean, just turn on the news.
That's right.
We need prayer now more than ever for our national leaders, our local leaders, for our schools, for our law enforcement, and you're going to just really cover the gamut on Thursday.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. No, we've got several areas that we've tried to cover. Of course, you know, we've got some new areas that we're hoping to cover this particular year. Know that recovery addiction is a great need right now, and so we're definitely hoping to hit that area in prayer and just bathe so many different areas in prayer. Our media, our churches, our government, and many of the leaders throughout this community,
and health workers too. We can't forget those.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yes. Of course, we're going to pray for our health workers, hospitals, doctors' offices, and you know, just try to lift them up. It's been such a tiresome year and a half now. You know, as we they've just been working tirelessly, and so we want to be lifting them up, of course, on that day as well.
Now, this is an observance that's all across the country, and we've had our local observance for many, many years. It'll be at the Davis County Courthouse steps. I like how you do this. We do it over the lunch hour at noontime, so probably about 45 minutes or so. We'll get them out over their lunch hour, so you'll get back to work in time and all that.
That's right. That's right. We're hoping to start right at noon. Might be a couple minutes after that, but we've got Washington Catholic School, the Washington High School. They're going to be involved. We've got a few others involved too. But yeah, just try to keep it at about 45 minutes. And so if people come on their noon lunch hour, if they have a noon lunch hour, they can come for that. If they're not able to come, of course, it's going to be broadcast here on the general as well, right?
That's right. We'll have it on 95.9, 101.3. And AM 1580, we'll stream it on our Facebook page, too, so you can pray along wherever you're at with us on the service this Thursday. But starts at 12 noon. Again, it's formal, informal. I mean, you just come and have a moment of meditation for yourself, really, right there.
That's right. That's right. No, yeah, and that's the hope, you know, that as people are praying up front, that we're all just joining together in our own way, and maybe praying in that particular way that leader is leading us, but also just lifting up our hearts and our prayers in unity. Again, that God is ready to do more than we could ask or imagine, and so we're just hoping to be. We know it's going to be a powerful day, no matter what. Of course, we want to see a lot of people come out from our community, but we know that when we come together in prayer, that God moves and God hears us.
Never underestimate the power of prayer.
Amen.
All right, Adam Condor, thank you so much. We'll see you Thursday at the National Day of Prayer. Davies County Courthouse steps gets underway at 12 noon. And we're hoping it doesn't rain. That's right. If it does happen to rain, we're going inside, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
It will go rain or shine this Thursday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Take Five for your community, a service of the Legends Village on Troy Road in Washington. You'll love the living at the Legends.